Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9923, catalog number 9923. You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
To our preachers and deacons and trustees and all of God's children, it's just good again to be here. That's one reason I really want to cut out a lot of announcements, where we can have time to give God what do him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn your Bible, if you will, to Psalms 29 and 2. And then we'll look at 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. Psalms 29 and 2. Psalm 29 and 2. And 1 Corinthians 7. 2 Corinthians and 7 and 1. Psalms 29 and 2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We owe worship to God. He said, give him due. Didn't he say it, y'all? This is a command. This is not no option here. No debating around the table. But you can't do it except you know him. And you got to know what he done for you. You owe him worship. You owe him worship. God, I want you all to know now, God ain't lacking no worship. Now, ain't going to make him be less than God now. You're just messing yourself up when you don't worship the Lord. Hallelujah. And if he treat us like we treat him, some of us won't be here today, ain't that right? Hallelujah. Look at 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and the first verse. So having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So we are on target. Clean ourselves up, both spirit and flesh. The Bible just told us, didn't it, y'all? So we can do it. That means I have these baskets here. Drop your trash in there. Spiritual trash. Don't put your name on nothing that you want to. That's your business. Ain't nobody going to read them. That's somebody ramming through it and mess with them. But we just going to pray and throw it over in the garbage before we go over yonder. And we stopped off talking about how to confess sin. How to confess sin. Before I get into that, I'm got to still convince somebody looking at me that you got some sins. Some of you feel like you don't have any. Don't fool yourself. Please don't be deceived. Don't let the devil make a crank at you. Don't let the devil make a crank at you. Don't be deceived. Don't you think you so all right? You got some sin. And you ought to be going to get rid of them. I put something in there last week. Every time I come up with something, I drop it in there. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Forgive me. Forgive me. Help me. Then drop it in there. Yeah, I've got to convince somebody. If you feel like you don't have no sin, you need to be on the front seat asking somebody to pray for you. Don't get lifted up in pride. The devil messing you up. The devil messing you up. And we've been dealing with don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. For Christians not to waste their time in worship, I said Christians now, I didn't say sinners. Because sinners got to get to know Jesus before they can worship Jesus. For Christians not to waste their time in worship, the first thing they got to do is confess their sin. You got to deal with your sin. I told you last Sunday. You got to deal with your sin. You got to deal with them. You got to deal with them. I got to take my time on explain that now. You got to deal with your sin. You just listen now. You just can't come and worship God and have confessed no sin. I don't care how long you've been to come to church. I'm trying to help you. See, you can't come to church and talk about worshiping God. Not only at church, anywhere else. You can't worship God without confessing your sin. Because sin separates us from God. How can you worship God when you're not in fellowship with him? So you got to be in fellowship with God in order to worship him. But some of us, we don't want to confess our sin. You got to deal with your sin. You got to deal. I know you don't like to talk about sin. But that would have messed us up. That would got a lot of folks messed up right now because of sin. You got to deal with it. Well, thank be to God, he made provision that you can deal with your sin. But think about it, I told you on last week, it's so many of us, we don't want to get rid of our sin, so we won't confess them. But you can't worship God when you haven't confessed them.
You're right, Pastor.
Can't worship God.
You're right.
If you hadn't, you got to confess. You got to deal with your sin. And if you want to fail, listen to this. If you want to fail in life, do what the devil tell you to do. The devil try to keep you not confessing your sin. If you want to fail in life, just do what the devil tell you to do. And if you want to go to hell, follow the devil. It's just that simple. See, if you want to go to heaven, you got to follow Jesus. So now, don't waste your time in worship. There's too many folks wasting their time in worship. And we all have sin. I said we all have sin. I confess sin all the time. Eve, you can think wrong, you sin. The least little foolishness that you do, you sin. That's how easy it is to sin. So don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Because sometimes we feel just the proud devil make you feel proud. Amen. Sit up in church with your leg crossed or arm fold or high up looking up in the air. Oh, I'm all right. You ain't all right either. You're right. You're right. You ain't all right, baby. You're right, Pastor. You got something too. Amen. Don't let nobody mess you up. Amen. You may not be doing out your honor, but you're doing something in your honor. Yeah. I guarantee you. I don't care who you are. You got some sins. Look like you ought to want to get rid of this stuff. What you holding to it for? It gonna kill you. Eventually it gonna kill you. God made preparation. He had made a way to get rid of it. You don't have to do nothing but mean business and confess some. But you got to mean business. Hallelujah. And you feel better when you're beige. I said you feel better. Just like you're working out there cutting grass and out in the garden, whatever. And just sweaty, sweaty, sweaty. Boy, don't you feel bad, good when you're beige? Well, we need a spiritual bath. You got to confess. Put some oxy soap or confessing. Some mom or whatever you use up under that. You got to clean. Ain't that right? I'm trying to get you to see a point. You got to worship God. You can't worship him if without confessing sin. Oh, that much. And this thing ought to be half full of people. Everybody have put something in here. Raise your hand. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Hold your hand up. Everybody put something in here. Raise your hand. Look at that. Look at that. Look at me and they put nothing in. Who you think you are? Huh? Who you think you are? You deceiving yourself? That's right. Hey, that's right. Shame to put something in here. Shame on you. Baby, you got sin. Brother, you got some sin. That's what's wrong with us. The devil deceiving us. You'll never get no better because you don't want to confess your sin. Evidently, you don't want to get rid of it. And all you hadn't put nothing in there yet, hey, it still got you there. Get your Bible. You got nothing. Wait, read this. Let them know they got some sin. Look at 1 John. 1:8-9. 1 John 1. 8:9-10. Poor little thing. I feel so. I mean, since been in church all your life, still don't know no better. Thank you, holy, so holy. But you got some sin, honey bunch. Jimmy, you got some sin. Get rid of this stuff. All these folks are here, them about far the hand, raise their hand. I ain't looking the choir back there. I'm so mad looking at him. They ain't all be full of junk. What you want to take the mess with you for? It'll wear you down. Eventually, it'll kill you. I guarantee it's going to catch up with you. See and catch up with you. God long suffering. We talked about that last week. How long suffering God put up with us. Want us to confess our sin and quit them. But no, we don't want to get rid of them. Eventually, it's going to walk you down. Watch. Eventually, it's going to get you down. Now watch. Mark it. Put it in your little memory pad. Mark it. Say, Reverend said, eventually it's going to get me. Put it down. Because it's going to get you. Sin will slowly walk you down. Like drugs, slowly get you. Oh, the mighty. Read that for me, brother. Let them know we got sin.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
See that?
And the truth is not in us.
You see that? Now, all who hadn't put their hand, nothing in the box, raise your hand. Look at this. Come on, that's right. See that? How come? The thing, hey, read again, brother. Let them know that. I'm trying to help somebody. Read again. I know all of them raised their hand because they're ashamed. Don't be ashamed. I put my eyes in there. You all got sin. Read again for them. Let them know.
If we say.
If we say.
That we have no sin.
That we have no sin.
We deceive ourselves.
The devil making a crank at you. We deceiving our own self. We fooling our own self. We making a crank out of our own self. Self is a mess. Amen. Self will make a fool out of his own self.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I got a book on self is a mess. But name of denying self. I find out self will make a fool out of his own self and don't even realize. Selfness comes from the devil. Read the next verse.
If we confess our sins.
On the condition. See, you got the what? It's up to you. And see how it's up to you? If you confess them. If you don't confess them, you still got them. I said, if you don't confess them, you still got them. Well, how can you worship God then with them? God told us separate from sin. That really God did now by confessing them. He told you got some. I'm just honey with you. Now why don't you confess them? You got them. What it doing to you? Helping you? But it slowly kill. I know you're enjoying it, but it's gonna slowly kill you. Keep on smoking. I'm just using that. Slowly it'll kill you, wonder why. You ain't gonna have no lungs, brother. Why? Keep on drinking, you won't have no kidneys after a while. Liver, whatever it's going to do to you. Keep on smoking drugs or putting that stuff in your arm. After a while, you're going to be either out of garbage can or in chamber somewhere. It slowly gets you down. Sin slowly walks you down. Sin slowly walks you down. And here, God don't gave us a way out, but we don't want to confess them. Did you get through with it?
No, sir.
Read on, brother.
If we confess our sins.
Listen at that.
He is faithful.
Listen.
And just.
Listen at that.
To forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
What else you want? He told you to confess them. Why you want them? When you gonna put something in there? Huh? Amen. Everybody in the choir stand, put something in here, raise your hand. Hell. Look at that. Okay, big as them did. Okay. But the majority out here. We got a few up there and got none east.
That's right.
Think they ain't got no sin.
Uh-huh.
God want to bless you.
Amen.
Now read the next verse, read the 10th verse.
If we say that we have not sinned,
listen at that now.
We make him a liar.
God Almighty.
And his word is not in us.
This the Bible talking. Ain't that Reverend Walker talking? Read again, brother.
If we say
God Almighty
that we have not sinned, we make him a liar.
God Almighty.
And his word is not in us.
Lord have mercy. Y'all see what this thing says? The word are not in you. Well, you say you ain't got no sin. We in this thing together. We want to come together and pack this mess up and leave it. And we don't want to take it over yonder in a new sanctuary.
Amen.
And I told you if you don't want to confess them, rest assured the Lord said your sin going to find you out over yonder.
Amen.
God got greater work for us to do and he got greater blessing for us. You're going to miss your own blessing. Now, when we fail to confess our sin, we wasting our time in worship. Look at Isaiah for me, right quick. Isaiah 55 and 7. Isaiah 55 and 7. Well, I'm so glad I can confess my sins. I don't know what to do. What's your shame of telling God, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me? Huh? Mean business? Shoot, boy. They pile up on you. And you can't follow God that heavy weight on you. God been went 900 miles. Here you is way back there because you can't walk, keep up with it. But all that weight on you, sin will weight you down. Little by little. God Almighty. Isaiah 55 and 7. Read it.
Let the wicked forsake his way.
Yeah.
And the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Yeah.
And let him return unto the Lord.
Listen to that.
And he will have mercy upon him.
And pardon.
And to our God.
Uh-huh.
For he will abundantly pardon.
Y'all see that? Glad to do it. But you just got what? Confess him. He went further enough to say, come and let us reason together. Let us talk about this thing. He don't have to do that. That's just the mercy of God. Glory to God. Now, how we really confess sin? I had to bring all in where I won't see y'all, don't miss this. How you really confess sin? Huh? I'm talking about children of God. I'm not talking about sinners. I'm dealing with nothing but Christians right now. How we really confess sin? See, now what happened to Christian is move you from fellowshipping with God. You can't fellowship with God when you're living in sin and won't confess them. See, sometimes that means that a lot of folk putting on, a lot of folk just going through motion because they haven't confessed their sin. You can't worship God, you're wasting your time in worship. I'm trying to give you a chance where you can catch up with your loss. Oh, boy. David is our good example how to confess sin. God have no respect to person. Amen. If he got it to David, he get it to us. Yeah, that's right. David was a man after God's own heart. But yet still, he messed up. Because that one thing, you check David out. When you read about what David done, David was quick to go and say, I'm sorry. He'll say, I'm sorry right now, but some of them won't say, I'm sorry. They've done everything wrong. Won't say, I'm sorry, won't do nothing. But that's what made God love David so, because he'll say, quick, forgive me, Lord. Man would always run from sin. And once they run from it, after he does it, he runs. Instead of going to God. Look how I start off in the garden. It was a good example. Time Adam and Eve messed up, boop, cut off. Gone. Trying to hide from God. You can't hide from God. God wasn't going to kill him. If he wanted to kill him, he could have killed him. He come to God. Hey, Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? He knew where he was in the first place. The first place he won't see was he going to answer. But some of us don't answer. See, we kind of hide in the bushes. He know where you're behind the bushes. You got that. Listen, that's being God helped him because he answered. He answered. You got to answer the call. I'm telling some of y'all to go repent from your sin, but you won't do it. You won't answer. That's going to make it hard because you won't answer. When the preacher talking to you, you think he's up for something. I'm not up for nothing but trying to get you over yonder right. You got to confess sin where you won't waste your time in worship. And I spend a good little time on some of all us got to stand before God. Many of us been born again, going to miss a lot of awards. Not lost and going to hell. I'm talking a real born Christian. But you'll miss a lot of awards in your mess. But if you keep on doing it in your mess, sometimes it may be a sign you ain't been converted. I'm going to say it again now. I said it may be a good sign you ain't converted. If your spirit don't bother you in your mess, something wrong somewhere. If you can do it and just relax and practice and love to do it, something wrong somewhere. Hallelujah. Now watch David here. David requesting forgiveness of his mess. David, listen to this now. David, he overtaken another man's house. He overtaken another man's house. He took the advantage of another man by having another man's wife when he's out there fighting on the battlefield. All the women that he had picked this one little man, married man, wife, who this man loved. I mean, this man loved his wife. And all the women David could have had and had, he had to go get this woman here, Bathsheba. This lady was married. Sitting on the throne. I think he ain't done nothing. Still sitting on the throne, like he ain't done a thing. Telling the servant, come and go. Bring me some steak. Bring me some ice cream. Still sitting there. Listen, now, listen, it's important. But God know it. God know what we're doing. If God didn't let David get away with it, he ain't gonna let us get away with it. And not only that, did he overtake another man's house, he had the man killed. And still sitting on the throne, somebody bring me a cold glass of water. That means some folks get set up and just do everything. And the cussing ain't bothered them, ain't done nothing. Well, what sparked them off? God sent a preacher to spark him off. I say he sent a preacher. A preacher, a preacher, a preacher. You can't hear without the preacher. He thought he was all right, but God sent the preacher. You can't hear without the preacher. And somebody know, well, I ain't done nothing. Well, he ain't perfect. You got to hear the preacher. The man was named Nathan, Reverend Nathan. God told him, go get him straightened out. Nathan wasn't there, but God was there. Amen. I don't run around with you, but the Lord run around with you. And when God give me the message, you ought to hear the message. He dipping in my business. I was called to dip in your business. Hey, that's strange. I was called to dip in folks' business when they ain't got to be with them. I don't go nowhere with you. I don't know what you're thinking about, but the Lord knows what you're thinking. And when God get it preaching the message, it just fitted you got the way. The gospel hit me and everybody else. You ain't beyond being hit. You just got to get humble and confess your sin. Oh, we picking at me. Stop then. Lord have mercy. God told Nathan, said, go and talk to David. Go talk to him. Ain't nobody just going to sit down to him. See, he's scared to go to the king. But God got a bold preacher. Probably need some shoes on, old sandals. Going to the king. You had to get permission to talk to the king. Don't anybody walk and talk to the king. But when God come in, he fixed the guard hard. He'll let him go to sleep. Let him ain't slip by anything. Go tell him. I want to tell him a story first. See, Nathan didn't go in there hollering, said, I saw you. He said nothing. David, Bob, glad to see him. How you doing, Reverend Nathan? Oh, I'm doing fine. Glad to see you. Glad to see you. Okay. Glad to see you. What you got up? This David talking. Nathan said, there was a man who had one little lamb. One little lamb. And he kept this lamb in his house. And he loved this lamb. Kept him in his bosom. He loved this one little old lamb. And here a stranger come by to a big shot house. And because he had a stranger to feed him, he had all them other lambs out there. He looked over and got this little man, one little lamb, and killed it. And David holler, who done that? God set him up.
to pay them back and then die. The preacher looked him dead in the eye and said, "You the man. You the man. I'm got to tell the king about his mess. I'm got to tell the preacher about his mess. The deacon, the church team, myself about my mess. God have no respect to person. You've got to hear the preacher. Watch this now. What did David do? Did he call the guards and say, kill him?
No.
Did he say, shoot him? No. When he told him, said, you the man. You had all these women around here. Ain't married. You had all these concubines. All these wives. And you had to go get this man one little old sheep. He had but one and then had the man killed. God ain't going to kill you. He said, boy, trouble going to be in your house till you die. Trouble going to be in your house. Even his son raped his own daughter. Raped his sister. All that happened. And then another one, his son won't take over the throne. He had to rest in the house until he died. But David went in sackcloth and ashes. He went in sackcloth and ashes. He had sympathy. He said, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me. That's all you got to do, mean business with God. He already knows what you're doing. Watch this now, watch. See, a lot of folks, they run from sin. Sometimes they go to a preacher church where he don't talk on no sin. Who do you think you're running from? You got to meet the Lord one day. I guarantee. Hey, I know you're starting to see God. He's a peculiar God. See, when you're sinning, you're running like this. Y'all watch me. I see. You're running like this. You're running fast. I mean, you keep on running. You keep on. That's why I see you slow up. See. It's gonna venture walk you. I don't care if you go to England. I don't care if you go to New York. I don't care where you go. It's going to venture catch up with you. You can't run from God. I'm talking about Christians now who don't want to confess their sins. David didn't get mad with the preacher. He went in sackcloth and ashes and said, Lord, forgive me. He said, let's get rid of him. Get your Bible. Let's see what David said. 51 Psalm. You already got it, brother. Okay, watch this now. Griffin going to read for us. Take your time, Griffin. Hallelujah. Now see how David done this thing. God Almighty. It's very important. Read it. 51 Psalm, starting at the first verse. Through the 13th verse.
Have mercy upon me.
Lord, have mercy.
O God. According to thy loving kindness.
According to his what? Boy, he's so lovely and kind. According to it. Because if it wasn't no love and kindness, he'll kill him right there. Right. See, David really folks got killed. They folks to stone David to death. If you be caught in adultery, hey, you stone to death. Then nobody catch him but the Lord. So I'm going to spare your life, buddy. I'm sparing your life. All right. Read on.
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies.
Boy, thank you. You can't beat that, boy. He's so tender with us, it's pitiful. I say he's tender with us. Watch. Now, think. Now, watch. I'm going to get you all to think. Some of you ain't thinking yet. Look what we do wrong, and look how he still take care of us. That's mercy. That's tender mercy. Think about it now. Think about it now. Think. See, you ain't getting away with nothing. See, but he's so tender mercy with us. Think about how we treat him. But look how tender he is with us. What happened to Reverend Walker? He giving us another chance. Amen. He wants us to come to ourselves before he kill us. It ain't no way you're getting by. He just tender mercy. He wants you to confess your sin. God ain't no booger bear. If he wants to kill you, he ain't gonna do but let you keep on sleeping in the morning. How can you run from him? He already sleeping in his bed. Wherever you go, he already there when you get there. He just wants you to be honest. That's all. That's fair enough. Don't y'all think that's fair enough? He just tender mercy. That's all. Don't think you slipping by, getting away. You ain't getting away with nothing. He wants you to confess him before something bad happens. And that's how the devil mess us up. Well, I barely got by that time. All right, okay. I'm trying to help somebody now. My job is to warn the righteous man. The Bible says if I warn him not, the blood required to me. To warn the sinner man. If he go to hell, he said, the blood required to me. So I'm going to let you know that. David act for mercy and grace. Read on.
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercy,
yeah,
blot out my transgressions.
Get rid of my sin. Blot out me. Erase it. Get off the book. Blot it out. He confessing it, see? Blot it out. Read on.
Wash me thoroughly.
See that? Now we're dealing with washing.
From mine iniquity.
Wash me from, iniquity means sin. Wash me from my sin. Clean me up. I'm messed up right now, Lord. Clean me. Clean me. I can't talk to you like I used to talk to you until I get clean up. I can't run to the temple hollering, hallelujah. I'm got to get cleaned up first. Yes, sir. That's what he's doing. He's getting himself cleaned up now where he can get back in fellowship with God. Right. Wash me. Clean me. Boy, you feel good when you take a bath. You know that? Amen. Read on, brother.
And cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
From my sin.
From my sin.
For I acknowledge my transgressions.
Hold right there. That's what you got to do. What acknowledge? You got to call and mess out. You can't get around there. Lord, forgive me for all of my... Negro, you know what you're doing. You got to acknowledge what you're doing. Ain't nobody but you and God. Who else there? What's your shame of? He already know you. He wants to help us, y'all. That's all he want to do. So we run around kind of hide from you. You can't hide from God. Go on, tell God I messed up. Help me, Lord. Clean me up, Lord. I've been born again. Help me. I know I can't be in fellowship with you like this. I know I go to church every Sunday, but I'm wasting my time in worship till I get clean up. I ask God for confession every day of my life. I don't miss a day to ask God to forgive me for my sin. I need one more and once more and twice. I want to be in fellowship with God. Every day, every day, every day, every day, twice a day, three times a day, four times a day, five times a day. How long it take, I ask him. I want to stay in fellowship because I may need a prayer answer right now. It's good to stay in fellowship with God. But you got to confess your sin. God ain't no booger bell. He wants you to come to him. That's what we got to understand. Folks, let the devil say, God already mad with you. That's a lie from the devil. He didn't want you to come in like a child. That's all God wants you to do, like a little child. And bow down. Say, Lord, help me. If you acknowledge your sin, God knows he'll forgive you. If you mean business. Let me tell you what, I illustrated this last time. I need to know the sin. All of you weren't here at that time. Now, like a little baby, a little child, messing around in Hebrew, I'd say about 8, 9, 10 years old. The mama know that she broke her favorite dish. Bam. And mama know it. Mama come in, who broke my dish? She said, oh, no. I don't know who did that, mama. I sure don't know. I didn't do it. Now, watch this now. Think about yourself now. You know it. You're going to tear that little behind up for lying to you. Ain't you now? They're going to tell the truth. You know she told a lie. You know she told a lie. That will make you angry. What? I saw you when you do it. Done it. I know you did it. Here you lying to me. Think. Y'all thinking now? No, you ain't thinking. You thinking? Now, watch this now. Watch. Who broke my dish? Mama, I did it. I'm going to try to do it. You forgive me? If you want to hit her, you can't even hit her. That's You see the difference? You see the difference? If you even want to, you want to whoop out so bad, but just cause humbleness. Would you forgive me, Mama? I made a mistake. Would you forgive me? If you hit that girl, I'll hit you. I'm trying to get you to see a point. God wants you to confess them. But when you try to hide them, you make him angry with you. That's what make him angry. Oh, I'm trying to tell you, he ain't no booger bear. Can't nobody love you like God. Don't nobody love you like God. You got to acknowledge your sin before God. Read on, brother.
And my sin is ever before me.
See there? They read that with you. What do you mean by that? If you go to New York, they read that. Read that. I'm going to England. Read that with you. I'm going from New Bethlehem to First Baptist. Read that with you. I'm going to the Holiness. Read that with you. It's right there with you. You got to do something with sin. You got to deal with sin. Amen. You got to deal with sin in order to worship God, to be in fellowship with God. You got to do something with your sin. I'm got to do something with mine. It's right there with you. You can't hide. I don't care. You can put that to your mind all you want. All you want. But right there coming right back to you. Amen. God Almighty. I know I'm telling the truth. He read that with you. You can't get rid of it till you go to God. He the remedy to get rid of sin. Read on, brother.
Against thee, thee only.
I don't sin against who? Thee. In other words, see, a child of God, he sin against God. A child of God sin against God because he's a child of God. A child of God sin against God because he's a child of God. That make him have to confess to God. I sin against God only because I've been born again. I'm his child. But a Christian a sinner can't sin against God because he's already a sinner. Already a sinner. He got to be born again first. And listen to this. And when God forgive you, he ain't going to bring no sins up no more. Amen. That means sometime right now, watch this. I read 1 John. That boy read 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess our sin, he's just a faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and cleanse you for all unrighteousness. Watch this. You've got to forgive yourself when you go to God. If you don't, the devil's going to bring that mess up to you long as you live. You've got to know God has forgiven me because some of that mess come back in. You ask God, forgive me. What you worrying about it for? Tell the devil, buddy, you might well forget that. God already throw that away. You can't live looking back at your past life. God ain't going to bring that mess up. Nobody but some more devil out there know you're going to bring it up. Don't worry about them. Because they've been with you all your life. You know what I'm trying to say? Saw you did and all like that. If you don't ask God forgive me, look at him and say, get away, devil. In the name of Jesus. He used folk. Y'all know that, didn't you? You can't tell me nothing. You know what you did. You're right. I sure messed up, but I'm not like that no more. Don't let folk mess you up. All of us been messed up. If you weren't a homemonger, you was a drunkard. If you weren't a drunk, you were that. If you weren't that, you were this. If you weren't this, you were that. You were something, wasn't hitting on nothing. All of them messed up. Don't let folk bring your past life up. You go on and God and do what God tells you to do. Because they'll bring it up in a minute. They'll find out you don't stop that mess. Ask God for forgiveness. And you see him on the corner. He said, baby, you know, how come you don't come on in the church? Listen here. Who? Look, you can't talk to me. Honey, I know when you, I know when Paul was doing everything. But Paul, he wrote through 2/3 of the whole New Testament. And in heaven right now, shouting. So let folk mess you up when you ask for forgiveness. They'll bring your mess back up. Tell them, get rid of it. Don't you feel bad? God will forgive you. You got to believe what God said. His word cannot lie. If you confess it, God knows you're forgiven. See, because you don't know no better than strip it, the devil get in your mind. You remember? Tell the devil you're a liar. You got to talk to the devil. Get yourself behind me in the name of Jesus. You got to talk to the devil because he'll keep that mess in your mind. Let me tell you what he's doing. He's trying to make you think God is a liar. Because it may come back in your mind. What you're doing, ask God for forgiveness, and come right back in your mind. The devil brought it right back in your mind. Don't let that bother you. Just say, Lord, I thank you for forgiving me. And just keep on going. He wants you to go right back where you come from. He wants you to say, you ain't fitting on nothing. That's the devil talking to you. You just keep right on walking for Jesus. He wants you to stop, but keep going. He don't like how you're progressing in church. Just keep on going. He's trying to stop you. It may be your friend, may be your buddy, may be your husband, may be your wife. Don't let him stop you. Don't look back at your mess. Read on.
And done this evil in thy sight.
Read on.
That thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest.
Y'all see that? Justified. Be clear when you speakest. God, we've got to stand before God. See, be clear. Justify. When you ask for forgiveness, you justify. Hey, you can stand before God now because of the blood of the Lamb. God gave us a way out, y'all. Read on, brother.
Behold, I was shapen in iniquity.
Listen to that.
And in sin did my mother conceive me.
Y'all, you see that? I don't care if you never call yourself done nothing. When you got here, you was a little baby sinner. Because you came from Adam. Adam had already sinned when we got here. That's the very reason we're catching hell like we're doing, going through hell because of Adam.
That's right.
What are you doing? See, when you're born from your mama womb, you always already was a sinner. You can't come, well, I ain't never done bad. I ain't never been like them other folk. But you still on your hell going with the hell with the other folk that done wrong. You got to be born again. He was shaped in a nigga. When he came out of his mother womb, he was a little baby sinner. That means you can't work your way to heaven. You got to be born again. Your spirit got to be born again. Nicodemus, you must be born again. Your spirit, your devil messed up Adam's spirit. The inner man. God ain't trying to get Adam out of us. He's trying to get the devil out of us. That means we got to get born what? Again. Get the devil spirit out of us. Meanness, hatefulness, pride, and proud. That's the devil spirit. Get a new nature. So sometimes folks feel like they come up in a good family. They don't get converted. Think they're all right. They ain't done nothing. Just walking on moral life, a good moral life. Just like Jehovah's Witness. They live good lives. Well, I'm fine with you. See, a lot of religion live good lives, but you got to be born again to go to heaven. I say you got to be born again to go to heaven. See, hey, the worst sinner, the worst Christian ain't better than the worst sinner or the best sinner. When I say the best sinner, I'm talking about somebody who ain't done nothing, had a good moral life. He got to be born again. Read on, brother, because I see my time going on.
Behold. Thou desirest truth in the inward parts.
God Almighty.
And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom.
He's talking about his inner part now. His heart, his mind, his wisdom on the inside. He want to get that truth. He want to hear some truth. Truth come in and move out lies. When truth come in, everything else got to move out. Lies and stuff, all that filth, it comes out when truth on the inward part, your inside. You got to get satisfied on the inside. On the inside. You look good on the outside, but what about your inside? We don't worry about our inside. We don't worry about the outside. You better get checked out on your inside. Because the devil look pretty, isn't that right, y'all? Oh, I said the devil look foxy and handsome. But the inside is messed up. Read on.
Purge me with hyssop.
Is that?
And I shall be clean.
See that? Nice. Purge me with hyssop. That's a bush where they dip in some stuff and sprinkle it on, clean up things, like cleaning soap. Anyway, hyssop, scrub me with that, Lord. Clean me up. He just using that, but he's talking about clean me with your spirit, with your word. Wash me clean. Sterling, wash me on the inside. Read on, brother.
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Read on. Ain't that something, boy? He ready to forgive us, to make us whiter than snow, but we don't want to confess him. Read on, brother.
Make me to hear joy and gladness.
Make me to hear what? Because somebody come with sick chicken face, isn't that right? Amen. You can have some joy. See, the joy of the Lord is my what? Salvation. It's my strength. The strength is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my what? Strength. I got strength. When you ain't got no joy, you don't feel like making no bed up. You don't feel like getting up in the morning when you ain't got no joy. The devil take all of your joy from you. I said, take all of your joy from you. When you living right, you come to church, you're the happiest of lot. But you ain't got to put on with Jesus. Hallelujah. Read on, brother.
That the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
That broken bone, that means I'm broken up on the inside. Like, he'll feel it so bad until his bones like they are broken. Sin will make you feel that bad when you ask for forgiveness. You got that mean business with God. God knows he will forgive you. But if you don't mean business, he can't forgive you. I declare he'll do it. Just ask him. Read on.
Hide thy face from my sins.
Lord have mercy.
And blot out all mine iniquities.
Read on.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
See that?
And renew a right spirit within me.
Yeah.
Cast me not away from thy presence.
Lord have mercy.
And take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
God, hold it there. Take not what? You see how he begging now? Help me, Lord. Oh, he's saying, help me, Lord. You may not say what he said, but mean business to God. Whatever you said, mean business with him. Amen. Tell Lord to help you. I done messed up. Go on, confess what you're doing. Don't be hiding nothing. He already know you. Don't be trying to hide your sin. Lord, I didn't do very much. Just tell the Lord you messed up. Don't be coming with that kind of mess talking to God. I ain't like Jamie. I ain't like Mary. Buddy, it's you not dealing with this. Go on, be honest with God. That's what he want. That's what he look for. Us to be honest with him. That's how you confess sin. You got to be honest with God. Don't try to hide nothing back. Because he already know you. He knew you before you even happened. He already knew what you're going to do before you got here. So how are you trying to hide it from God? Just open yourself up and say, yes, I stole it, car, Lord. Forgive me. Don't be like, Lord, I was with the crowd. Crowd, nothing. You done that. You stole the car. That's all. I'm trying not to put it on nobody. Tell Lord, help me, Lord. I want your help. I need your help. I done that, Lord. Now forgive me. Because we're trying to cover up our sin talking to you. You can't cover up no sin talking to God. He wants you to be honest. Hallelujah. Read on.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
See that? Restore unto me what? Now you got to watch this. Now sin will stop you from shouting sometimes. Sin will stop you from shouting. Restore the joy of my salvation. Restore it. I don't have it now. See, something happened. Sin separated him from God. See, if you used to shout and stop, we would know something wrong. See, if you used to raise your hand, hallelujah, glory to God. And then a few months, you stop, you know, looking like a little sick chicken. Something wrong somewhere. Sometimes I watch some of my women around here. You tell them when they get out, Johnny, you know, a little bit. And oh yeah, you tell them when you get out. I know what's going on. Appearance are changing, and then they ain't got that hallelujah no more. You know, I know what's going on. I know I'm telling the truth, but y'all give me $5 for telling the truth on you. Come on. I know I'm telling the truth, but hallelujah. Joy, salvation gone. Joy gone. I ain't got that joy. I ain't got what I had used to have. The joy gone. Hallelujah. And let me go and throw this in while I'm thinking, talking. It's all right. No, that's right. Go on, read, man. Go on. Go on, go on, read. Go on, read. Go on. That's right. Go on. Go on.
And uphold me with thy free spirit.
Read on.
Then.
That's what I want to get to right here.
will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
Now you see that now? Watch this now. That's very important. That's what I've been trying to get to a question myself. Watch this, watch this. Then I'm able to teach somebody else. That's what I've been wanting to get to. I can't teach nobody else when I'm doing it myself. See, we're supposed to be Christians. If I'm doing it myself, how am I going to help you? That means that then, until then, if you don't forgive me and restore the joy of my salvation, I ain't going to help nobody. Ain't no sinners going to be converted because they see my bad lifestyle. I can't do nothing. I can't teach nobody nothing. I don't care how you talk your Bible, but folks know you. You can walk out your house all you want. There's someone called the street. He's watching every move you make. Don't you think nobody watching you. If you go to church and say you're a Christian, I guarantee they're watching you. Long as you're doing good, they ain't going to say one word. Mess up. I dare you to mess up. I knew it wasn't nothing anyway. Coming out of the house every Sunday with that big old Bible. God ain't nothing. I know they're going to say it. They waiting on you to mess up. Why they want you to mess up? They want you to mess up for a reason. The reason they want you to mess up because they're getting them out. If they mess up, what good I'm going to church with them then? They ain't doing no better than I'm doing. They're getting them out to keep on doing what they're doing. We're supposed to be a light to the world. See, when you don't confess your sin before God, God's going to take the cover off you. You ain't helping nobody. Then I can help the sinner man. I can help the backslider. But until then, I ain't going to help nobody. This holy preaching, this holy teaching in church, the church got to make a stand somewhere. We don't want to confess our sin, but we want to keep on teaching. Don't we, y'all? Yeah, right. You're right. Yes, I'm right. And listen, we want to keep on teaching. Living like a devil. Y'all don't ain't nobody helping nobody. Y'all ain't, we ain't crazy. Ain't nobody in the crazy here. Folks ain't crazy. We're getting used to it. That means the preacher got to remind folks. We want to keep on getting the pulpit, jumping up and preaching. Folks know our bad lifestyle. Don't give them, oh, Lord. And the first time we get in the beauty shop, first thing you're going to talk about us. First thing, God, you know, walk a preacher. Yeah, Lord, them folk were shouting, going and coming. Yeah, and somebody was feeling coming. But child, y'all saw him last night. That's what they're going to, you know that's what they're going to say. They talk about the choir members too. Don't they talk about y'all. Girl, you know they them girls. They said I'm good. Girl, you know that girl can sing. Get that woman sing. But child, y'all saw how she dancing over yonder. You ain't helping nobody. What I'm trying to get you to see. Then you can help somebody. Until then, you ain't helping nobody. Ain't no access to the kingdom of God. Ain't no blessing to the church. David said, I messed up. My sins done find me out. Ain't no help to nobody. Yeah. And that's what God saved us for, to be a help to somebody else who lost. Yeah. You'll never help that sister, that brother, until you see Jesus in your life. Yeah. We can't live any kind of way and to help somebody in this world. They need to see Jesus in us. We might as well stop fooling ourselves and try to live for Jesus. That's what the church is all about. Is to be a light to the world. But we don't got so used to messing up. Everybody doing it now. We don't care no more. The world just ain't thinking about us. Ain't got a bit of respect for us no more. I mean not a bit. Say hallelujah all you want. They ain't thinking about what you say. You got to live. David said then. Until then, you can't do nothing for the kingdom of God. You've got to live something, y'all. Confess your sin. Just how you confess sin, you got to mean business to God. So now all of us don't sin and come short of God's glory. Don't be ashamed to put your mess in here. I put mine in there. You ain't no better than me. I want to get rid of all of mine. All I can get rid of, I'm throw it right in here. The Lord is good, ain't it? I know my time about up. Finna get ready to go. 1 o'clock. When I get 1 o'clock, I know it's time to go. The Lord is good, ain't it? All the time. God loved you. If anybody loved you from the depths of my heart, can't nobody love you like God. I mean nobody. All he wants to do is just come to him and say, Lord, help me. And try. And see, don't God bless your life. From the depth of my heart, he is a loving God. He just wants to confess our sin. Don't waste your time in worship. Let us all stand. I know, listen to me good now. I know some of you say I'm kind of hard. I'm not hard. I'm trying to help somebody. That's all. I can't help you if I lie to you. I ain't leaving myself out of this. All of us need help. All of us need help. A sinner man, he need to give his life to Jesus. Sinner man, don't be deceived. Please don't. Just don't be deceived. If you haven't confessed Jesus as personal Savior and give your life to him, suppose you die today. I'll be frank, this is not dogmatic. You're going to hell. That's what the Bible says. You're going to hell. And if you go to hell, ain't no way getting out. You're there forever. You're there forever. I mean there forever. You're alive right there forever. Ain't no resting, ain't no having no good time. You just lost, burning, moaning, groaning throughout eternity. Yeah. And when God sent his son to die for your sin, all you got to do just to claim it by confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Now, if you lost without Christ, haven't given your life to Christ, would you come down the aisle right now and give your life to Christ? Will you come right now? If you want to come by Christian expense, you may come by letter, you may come. But if you lost, don't walk out here lost. Please don't walk out here lost. Don't walk out here lost. Please don't walk out here lost. Because if you walk out here lost, it may be the last day that you hear the gospel. Maybe the last day you hear the gospel. Don't walk out here lost. Will you come give your life to Jesus? Will you come give your life to Jesus? Will there be any more? Will you come give your life to Jesus? If you're going to come by Christian experience, you may come. But if you're lost, don't walk out here lost. Will you come? Just like Mr. Water, nephew. He got killed today or last night. That could happen to us on our way home. If you lost, you'll die and go to hell. When you can be saved right now. You can be saved right now. Right now, you can be saved. Won't you come? Won't you? Don't be ashamed. Won't you come? You've got to die. You've got to die. What's your shame up? What's your shame up? Young man, what's your shame up? Young woman, what's your shame up? Old woman, old man, what's your shame up? What's your shame up? What's your shame up? Let him sit right there. What's your shame up? Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Will there be any more? Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. He wants to forgive you. He wants to help you. Send a man. He wants to help you. Will you come? He's still waiting on you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Will there be another one? 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 Will you come now? Don't be ashamed of Jesus. If anybody loved you, Jesus loved you. He come to die for you. You may be seated, but he's still waiting on somebody. He's waiting on somebody right now. He's still waiting on somebody right now. Need to be saved. Somebody need to be saved right now. Somebody need to be saved. He's still waiting on somebody right now. Will you come? Somebody need to give their life to Christ right now. Somebody else need to give their life to Christ right now. Will there be another one? Bless you, brother. Will there be another one? Have secretary writing up. Will there be another one? Time ain't long. Time ain't long. I ain't trying to set no time. You can see the signs of Jesus on the way back right now. You can see them all around you right now. You know, when Jesus come the first time, guess what? They said, he ain't coming. But he came. They're saying the same thing right now. Jesus ain't coming back. I see the signs. Everybody, if you got any kind of spiritual discernment and read the Bible, you see him getting ready already coming. They don't believe it. Folks don't believe that. Jesus can't lie. And a son of man needs to give his life to Jesus Christ. This is the only chance you got to go to heaven is on this time right now. When Jesus comes back, it's too late. I'm going to get saved at the last minute. Don't let the devil mess you up. Don't let the devil mess you up. That's the jibe of the devil. Because he wants you to go to hell with it. My job is just to warn you, hallelujah, and tell you about it. Come on, secretary.
Stanley Bibbs, Jr., coming on Christian Experience.
Little Samuel Bibbs.